Now, head into the ring at a total combined weight of... the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast!
Welcome to another edition of the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. I am Rick, and Drew is sitting at home.
I am. I have no rebuttal for that at all.
Well, we actually have a guest on the line with us, though. But Tony Stigma is here to talk about Mayhem on Mills. What's been going on with Mayhem?
Teddy might be here as well.
What did I just say?
Tony?
Did I call him Tony again?
You did.
Yeah, you called me Tony.
I don't know what it is.
It's his evil twin with a goatee.
That rules. I thought you did it for reals, like as a joke or something. Not for real. Anyway, that was great. I'm just gonna go by that. That's cool. It doesn't really matter anymore. Teddy's thing was out of the loop, you know. Mayhem on Mills is a massive entity that cannot be controlled any longer. It's going to be corporate, you know, full takeover, tall buildings, the work, you name it. It's all going to be there.
As long as no one's thrown over the top of that tall building, that would be bad.
Hey, depends. We're probably going to fly in the ducks on a private jet. So,
Mayhem's coming up, right? First yeah. Event in a year.
Yeah. So 1 year ago, it was really like right around exactly, I think it was February 23rd was the last show. So this one coming up is February 21st. So it's like the same weekend of the same month, basically. Just 1 year apart. Been a wild year. Some of you may remember, and, it would appear from what I've seen from this handsome man of science on the internet. Have you guys gotten a load of this guy?
Yes, I have. And his videos are wonderful.
Oh, well, I'm sure, I guess he or his film crew or whatever would really appreciate that. Whoever's doing his like editing and all that stuff for him, I'm sure would accept that compliment. I don't know, whatever. You know, so as I said, because of the continued growth of Mayhem, I may as well be Tony Stigma. It doesn't, you know, I'm such a blip on the radar at this point. So I may not even be at the show. It appears I have been replaced by the handsome man of science co-host. But I can tell you about the show. I mean, because I've been keeping up with what's going on.
We would love to hear about the show. I want to know who's coming.
Okay. Who we got on the show? I mean, who do they got on the show?
That too.
Yeah. Okay. Troy Hollywood versus Hunter Law headline with the Mills title on the line. I think it's going to be great. These guys, they go back, they're buds. Like I don't know if anybody's trying to hide that fact, but we just know they're going to have an awesome match. So it's going to be great. Can't wait. Effie's gonna be there. Drennan's gonna be there. That loser. Oh, it's Drennan. He's trying to get his revenge on Sawyer Rhett. 1 year ago at that last Mayhem show, Drennan did an open challenge and Sawyer Rhett came out and chokeslammed him and beat him within 30 seconds. And it was great. And everyone was really happy about that. And now Drennan's upset, you know, he wants to get revenge. 1 year later, really holds a grudge. And so Drennan versus Sawyer Rhett, that's a Mills street fight. So, and we're outside and we're basically on Mills Ave for this show. So, I mean, like, you can expect them to be literally having a street fight.
I was going to say, I think last time there was the Mills street fight at one of the events, they ended up in the middle of Mills, if I remember correctly.
That was the first show. 4,000 years ago. And Effie and Drennan, they did, I think Effie like body slammed him in the goddamn pavement And that's still the picture on the Instagram of Effie pinning Drennan literally in the middle of the street. It's great. So the location is a little bit different. Are you interested in hearing about this?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay. So in the past when we did the outdoor shows, they were at Will's Pub, right? The very first show we ever did, which I don't think you guys were at because it was very, very thrown together. It was fantastic. It was on the other side of Will's Pub where like the parking is for the track shack over there. Mm-hmm. And where you guys have probably parked whenever you go to the shows. And so that was where the first ever show was. And we were actually going to go back to that, which would have been cool for like the kind of, you know, rebirth of mayhem or whatever. Yeah, exactly. But there's this big whole thing going on that part of town. And without getting into too much detail, we're now going to be in the parking lot that is like less than a block away from Will's. So the parking is still all in the same place. But you just walk like, you know, in front of Will's and there's this big fenced in parking lot. It used to be a used car lot. Now it's just this big open lot. And it's going to be this huge thing. It's like big enough that we can still probably get like 200 socially distanced people in there, which is pretty crazy. So we're kind of hoping to pull that off. We'll see what happens. And then we're gonna have like vendors. They're really trying to like, you know, do everything outdoors, and Mayhem is super, super, super strict about all that spore stuff that's been going around. So we're really excited about the new location.
I mean, you're even having a science guy host it. I mean, that's.
Yeah, exactly. You know, really keeping an eye on things.
I'm super excited because I know you guys take all that stuff seriously. So I know Drew had some questions about the socially distanced aspects of it, just for safety concerns. So I figured, Drew, you got the questions. Yeah.
So for people coming in, like, what can they expect for as like precautions and stuff like that?
Okay, so
the average Joe is coming in.
Right. Well, what the average Joe would notice about the show itself is that the theme is that we are distancing ourselves and wearing masks. Like, it's literally built into the theme of the show. Because the whole concept is that what actually has been happening for the last year is that some mystery spore from another universe landed on Earth and made everyone go crazy. Okay? So, flipping, perhaps. But the whole point is we're wearing our masks. We're not getting the quote unquote spore, but everybody knows what the spore actually means. Everyone's just kind of sick of getting yelled at about coronavirus from every angle, right? I don't know. So, but we're super like legitimately actually trying to make this so that like nobody feels like even uncomfortable by this. I mean, for what that's worth, right? Because we're living in crazy times. The distancing is going to be set up so that the ring itself, there's going to be either paint or really thick chalk all over the ground where we're going to be marking off areas where people can be standing. The vendors themselves are going to be kind of pushed back over off to the sides. Vendors will have obviously all the precautions being taken with sanitation, all that good kind of stuff. The way we're going to lay out the seating is actually kind of to be determined. But what I'm generally thinking right now is we're going to separate sections of people into like, you know, five or so people sized areas, right? Because mapping that out, we can actually separate every group 6 feet on all sides and still get like a decent amount of people because of the size of that lot. But like realistically, we were thinking 100 people. And I think just considering the circumstances that's what we can expect to be out there. So, I would kind of expect in the range of 100 people. We would cap it. I'm getting excited about 200. What can I say? I'm a wrestling promoter. We would cap it at 200 for sure. But I honestly, 100 is probably the range that we're looking at. We're trying to do streaming. We're trying to get it up on like a YouTube and a Twitch for some, but that's all like to, you know, that's like this week is when we're getting those links and everything figured out for that. So So, okay, I'm off topic, though. The COVID stuff. Every single wrestler is going to be tested within a couple days of the show. So we're making sure that all the wrestlers are completely safe with that. We will have mask liaisons actually walking around. If somebody without a mask, they'll politely say, would you like a mask? Here's one for free. You know, constant reminders, basically, that this is what we're doing and we're taking this serious. So again, every precaution is being taken that can be taken when you're putting people in the same area, right?
Cool.
Yeah, and I know that there's been a couple other promotions that haven't taken it as seriously as others, so it's good to hear that.
Yeah, there's the shit out of me.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. Me too. I got invited to a show, and then I saw a video of it later, and I'm like, oh, I'm glad I didn't go. They shoved everybody inside of a gym, and yeah, it was indoors. It was not good. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we're not doing anything like that. I mean, just being outdoors alone is already you're cutting the chances down so much just having that kind of ventilation. Hopefully it'll be a breezy day. That'd be even better.
But and I know we'll talk after this, but we'll be all set up there. We're going to be live streaming on Twitch as we normally do for the events, and we've got some new cool stuff that was purchased since last year, so we can do some lots of moving cameras and quote-unquote cameramen and all kinds of fun stuff. Okay. So better angles, better video.
Okay. Okay. Right on. Nice.
So
what else do you guys want to talk about?
I don't know. Like, it's been absolutely crazy. Like, it's been absolutely insane. I went to my first wrestling event in probably actually since the last Mayhem. I went last week to NXT recording, and it was, it was a different experience because everybody had to get tested before they even walked in the door. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You have to go the day before and get tested. They do the rapid test, and then they also do the PCR test or whatever it is. And yeah, it was
the everyone going in the place, fans and
everybody who walks in the door has to go and get one.
I mean, Mayhem would do it if we had the budget.
Oh yeah. But we're just saying it's a multi-billion-dollar company versus, not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
like I said, though, we're on the way up, but we don't have the tall building yet.
Yes. Which is, I don't know if you've ever actually seen the building. It is the most awkward thing ever. Cause it's the only tall building in it's in a residential area, and there's this giant black building in the middle of it. And it's,
are you talking about the WWE headquarters?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So awkward. It's so strange. Cause I was up there for work, and it's right around the corner from our offices up there. And I turned the corner. I'm like, oh, you can't miss that stupid building.
it sounds like a very Vince thing to do.
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
So who are some, I know you said the title's on the line. Drennan's going to be there.
So Drennan in the street fight with Sawyer Wreck. Everyone loves Sawyer Wreck. She destroys people. It rules. And then it's like, it's Drennan, and he's kind of, between me and you guys, he's kind of dumb. He does some dumb stuff. And so we all look forward to Drennan being dumb.
He's a good shit talker.
I'll give credit where it's due. He's good shit talk. And he will also be shit talking while getting his ass kicked by Sawyer Wreck.
He managed to shit talk enough that he during one of the events, or what, the not the last Mayhem, but the one before last, he had a hot dog guy throw up the thing behind us, the garage door behind us.
Oh yes, the hot dog incident.
The hot dog incident. That's always my favorite Mayhem story. Where the door just flies up because the hot dog guy got upset because he was outside.
Hey, it wouldn't be Mayhem without some sort of
Mayhem.
Preposterous thing happening. Yeah, you gotta have Mayhem. It's Mayhem. Yeah. Well, so. The hot dog guy, I think, is coming back for this show, so we'll see what happens.
He's going to come after us with a spiked bat. I bet it.
We'll set you guys up right next to him. Well,
So, sort of yelling Mayhem stuff. What? How good does it make you feel that some of the Mayhem people have gone on to AEW?
It's great. Serpentico and I are buds, you know, so, you know, it was tricky to like have a friendly conversation where we also had to navigate, like, you know, but I'm also kind of in AEW now. but it's just like, it's incredible. AEW is the only wrestling product I watch at this point, basically, because like I have a bunch of friends there. So it's really cool. It's funny becoming a wrestler in your 30s and, you know, being the one who's, no bitterness or anything. I'm way too stoned to care about that. But like seeing so many of your friends and stuff, and just being the guy that's like not on TV, but like getting to watch them. And yeah, I totally get it, and it's totally cool. And yeah, and so just as like, and this is, I'll give credit really to Drennan for just knowing good talent when he sees it. He's really good at getting that kind of stuff. And so like seeing like Kylan King and how much she's grown up and gotten better and like, oh my God, I don't really say gotten, well, yeah, gotten better, right? She was already good. She's gotten better.
Yeah. There's always room for improvement.
Obviously through, not through Serpentico being up there, long awaited, you know, he's been around for 20 years or whatever. So like the moment he was coming and doing Mayhem shows, it's kind of like, you know, that's only a matter of time for a guy like him. And I'm thinking of her real name and not a wrestling name, so I don't want to say it. Somebody else.
We've had to keep a couple people or a couple names in the bag. We're like, oh, and no. So
anyway, I'm totally drawing a blank, but she's up there too. Good for her.
So yeah, I mean, it's been really cool to like just tune in, and I watch AEW or I watch Dark all the time just to make sure, you know, to see it. And I normally keep the show on just to watch on Wednesdays, you know, and but I go and I tune into Dark because they are on Dark almost like there's somebody on Dark almost every single week that I know that we've done something with.
Yeah.
And so
Yeah, they'll let anybody on there. They have, yet somehow I have.
Have you tried?
No, I haven't.
They're letting Snoop Dogg do frog splashes on there, so.
That's true. Speaking of Serpentico, yes. Snoop Dogg's treacherous double knees, man.
So I know you guys have this one planned. Is there any, you guys have anything else? You gonna guys see how this one goes first? You got anything kind of in the weeds?
Yeah. Well, so I love to be able to announce the following show, you know, at the show that we're at. It's
right.
Just smart promoting, but, you know, and I think it's just like, why wouldn't you want people to know? And so I don't know if we're going to even be able to do that because, yeah, we're kind of in a feeling out process right now. And it's up in the air. It's not up in the air. People are talking like it's a sure thing. Maybe it's just me, but I think we are kind of feeling it out. But I'll say this, there has been some talk of monthly shows out of that park. So that could potentially happen, which would be pretty rad.
Yeah, that would be awesome to do once a month, do a Mayhem once a month.
And to be able to, and then just like, I'm excited for it. I'm not excited for the amount of labor, but both physical and emotional, but the fact that we'll just be able to get to have like tons of talent, you know, and like kind of have our core group, but also be able to do what we normally do and like bring in a team from North Carolina or bring in a guy from over there, so, yeah, whatever. So that's going to be really cool should that happen. But you know, these are just things that have been floated around a little bit. I can't say anything for period.
I mean, it wouldn't be proper if you weren't actually, you know, if you weren't in the process of planning something. So
we have to, you have to just plan tentatively, you know. So it's like, because again, we're feeling things out.
Fluid is the term that I keep using. My schedule is fluid. It's constantly changing. So
That's a very like work email term.
Yes. Oh, trust me. I have plenty of them because I have to send those emails out all the time.
See, that's, I just do like construction type stuff. So like when I got to start doing mayhem again and I'm like emailing people, I'm like, what is this life? How do you do all these things in one day? You send more than one email in a day. I'm sitting there. I'll draft something for like 45 minutes to an hour and it ends up being three lines long.
Yeah, I'm constantly like, and I'm finally working like a regular schedule. So like, I won't even have to check my phone at mayhem this time. Cause that's my biggest problem. Like normally I'm stuck. I was working on Sundays. So I'd be like calling the match and I'd have to pick up my phone, make sure nothing's going on. But this time I'm actually fully focused on what is going on in the ring. So I'm excited about that.
I too will be fully focused, watching some sort of stream, hopefully from the comfort of my living room, while the handsome man of science helps host the show. I wish him all the best.
And I'm excited to meet this man of science.
I haven't personally met him. I've only seen his Twitter. He's got zero followers. He's kind of a loser. that is my metric anyway for whether somebody's a loser.
I can see that.
So you named the newest Mayhem Weird Science. Will you be naming any other ones after John Hughes movies? Will there be a Mayhem on Mills Home Alone?
There might be. I wish I could follow this up with the joke it deserves, but I was trying to think of another Oingo Boingo song because it's actually named after the Oingo Boingo song.
It's a dead man's party.
There we go. Oh, that's actually a great name. There we go. So, all right. Well, that's our next show in 1 month from February 21st.
It's a dead man's party.
The dead man's party. Yeah. Or maybe that should be the Halloween show. I don't know.
I think that's a good Halloween show.
Steal this idea, universe. My idea for a Halloween show was going to be ectoplasm theme. Ah. Yeah, lots of like spewing goo everywhere.
Maybe you can get the slime cannons that they're using on Nickelodeon in the with the NFL coverage. I don't know if you've seen that or not. They have these giant So they have these like digital layovers because they're showing NFL games on Nickelodeon, and they have these giant slime cannons that fire into the end zone when somebody scores a touchdown. They're digital, but like, yeah, it's really weird.
Oh yeah, I was like, what weird world are you describing? that sounds strange. We're not gonna have those, but I am thinking maybe we can go over to like Universal Studios. They probably have some of the old slime dumps just kind of laying around somewhere. You know, maybe just snag a few, wear a pair of baggy pants. Get them out of there. Who knows?
I mean, you can make slime.
Well, that's true. That's like a thing people do. Yeah, you can make slime.
It's more fun to steal it out of Universal, but
you kind of rained on my parade there with this whole making it thing.
Well, you could make it and said you steal and then say you stole it, and then no one will know the difference, and it'll be fine.
Well, I'll leave the chemistry up to the handsome man of science.
That's probably a good idea.
And leave the kleptomania to Teddy Stigma.
Or Tony Stigma.
Yeah. I don't like. I honestly like.
Asking.
I've literally said Teddy 50 times, and I don't know why Tony came out. It was one of those things. It's.
Hey.
Maybe I have a former ref on the mind.
That's definitely my alias for when I have to go to the ER with no insurance the next time. So Tony Stigma. 123 Fake Street.
Well, how can everybody find all of the updates for the upcoming Mayhem?
So far, we've been pretty good about posting them all on all of the big three social medias, Facebook, Mayhem on Mills. Instagram, Mayhem on Mills. Twitter, Mayhem on the Mills. And if you would like to email us because you want to tell Mayhem on Mills how great Mayhem on Mills is, or if you are That's really about it. That's the only reason to email us. That is mayhemmillmills@gmail.com. So everything is mayhemmillmills. So you shouldn't have trouble finding. And I need to upload these last couple of videos for the promotion of this show. But once they get up on YouTube, nobody looks at our YouTube. Everything has like one or two views, which are from, I'm pretty sure, me, from my phone and my computer. But they're all up there. Like I don't know. I haven't checked in a while. I'm trying to put all the promotional videos on the YouTube, so we just have like one go-to place. So if you search for Mammal Mills there, and you'll be able to find matches, Mammal Mills matches from the Gorilla Press up on YouTube. So he was really good back in the day about those. Right now, the big three, Mammal Mills, and you can see all of this hype for this show. You may not get it, but that's okay. It will all become clear, as we always say at Mayhem, to some effect of, you've got to be there.
Yes, and I, on our YouTube channel, that's a little hard to find. We have some of the matches from live from the World of Tomorrow and Misbehavin', so you can check those out too.
Nice.
Drew,
I'll go watch those right now.
They're pretty awesome. Drew, you wanna tell them about our social media?
Sure. You can go to Instagram and look up Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. You can go to Twitter and look up Top Rope Wrestling without the G. After you've done that, head on over to Facebook, look up Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. Then you can make your way to our website, Top Rope Wrestling. And from there, so if you're listening to us on iTunes or iHeartRadio or something, you're only getting like the last 30 episodes of the show. On our website, you can get the entire catalog going all the way back and see from like right now to how like we started one way and we've gotten progressively worse since. So you can check that out all the way through. And then you can also email us. And Rick is going to tell you about that now.
You can email podcast@toproperwrestling.com, Rick or Drew at toproperwrestling.com. It all comes to me. So, you know, I'll get it to Drew if it needs to go to Drew because he doesn't know how to check that email. You know, it is what it is. And I think that's all we got. You want to do a recap, Drew?
Sure. So on today's episode, we learned that there is a Mayhem on Mills event coming up. We learned that Teddy and Tony Stigma are perhaps the same person. And we also learned that, Oingo Boingo? Oingo, I'm fucking their name up.
Oingo Boingo.
Sang the song that Mayhem on Mills is named after. Not Weird Science, the movie.
So we went Oingo Boingo instead of John Hughes.
We did.
So. I guess we're out of here.
I'd say those are the main takeaways.
Yeah, that's pretty much the bullet points.
Oh, and I don't think we actually gave the date. It's the 21st at 4 p.m.
Oh, yeah. I guess I should just be like extremely clear. Mayhem on Mills presents Weird Science, February 21st, Sunday, 3 p.m. doors, 4 p.m. show starts. After party at Will's Pub with Fatties. And I think that was it. Oh, 1000 North Mills Ave. There you go. In case anybody wants to hear that address and write it down. That's not going to happen.
You won't be able to miss it. If you're driving down Mills, you won't be able to miss it.
It's super obvious. And there's going to be a ring there. Like, look for the wrestling ring on Mill. Jesus.
Thanks for joining us. I really looking forward to this.
It's been a real pleasure joining you guys. I'm sorry I won't see you at the show. Say hi to that asshole, handsome man of science, for me. I hope I didn't say anything too inflammatory. I hope Vince McMahon doesn't get mad at me for commenting rudely about his big dick building in the middle of it.